You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to a Friday edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Barber Motorsports Museum as we are racing for children's. For Children's Hospital, Children's of Alabama. And guess what? I have some friends with me that have been on the show before, Chandler Mordecai, as well as Elena Burt, and Emma is with them as well. We had several from the Miss Alabama program. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Chandler.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Always glad to have you, and I was standing over there by the Beatles because nobody was talking to me. So here, now I have some people to talk to.
Absolutely.
So why are you here today, Chandler?
Well, we're here to bring awareness to Children's Miracle Network Hospitals because Racing for a Cure is such an important philanthropic event that it just raises money for Children's Hospital, and it's absolutely wonderful, and we're just happy to be here with everyone here.
And I saw several from this program that are here from very young age to the higher up in the teens.
Absolutely. So what's incredible about Barber Motorsports is that it invites advocates from across the state. So there are several individuals from the Miss Alabama organization. We have outstanding teens here. We have Miss People. We have our incredible Miss Alabama, Lauren Bradford, here with us. And we also have title holders from different programs as well. So what's incredible is that this is an event that brings together advocates across the state as we support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals.
And what do you know about the Racing for Children's program itself?
It's just an incredible fundraiser to bring awareness and attention for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. We have crew captains, individuals from Children's, volunteers, advocates, and other individuals that are here to just make this event absolutely incredible.
It's very cool. I was invited to come here by Stephen King. He invited me to come to join him tonight and to do some interviews as we recognize Children's of Alabama, the great work that they're doing. I've done shows with families through Children's of Alabama. And here we have a program, an opportunity for people to donate, to contribute, to actually put their money where their mouth is, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And I'm seeing a lot of people coming in for the dinner, and I'm glad that you all can make it today. And you said Miss Alabama is behind you?
Absolutely. Wow. Our incredible Miss Alabama. And many people know that Children's Miracle Network Hospitals has been a partner with the Miss America organization, and we've actually been able to raise funds and awareness for Children's Miracle Network Hospital in the past. So this is a big full circle moment for us as we get to come and continue to be advocates for this incredible organization and Children's Miracle Network of Alabama.
Excellent. How have you been doing in Florida?
Oh my goodness, it's hot all the time. I feel like I say that every time someone asks me about Florida, but it's absolutely amazing. We just wrapped up our semester. I submitted my students' final grades yesterday.
Excellent.
So papers are done. Students are done. We've had graduations this week. I had several students who were graduating. So we wish them luck in their future endeavors as we wrap up the semester and start the summer break.
Outstanding. Chandler Mordecai, thank you for joining me back here on the Mark White Show again. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. It is such a pleasure to be with you, and thank you for having me.
Can we have Miss Alabama on here now?
Absolutely.
How are
Amazing.
You doing?
I am incredible. Thank you so much for having us on. I really appreciate this.
Yeah.
It's so nice to meet you.
Well, and I'd had Elena, and I had Chandler, and I had Harper on the show.
Oh, my girl.
So we've had these young ladies on the program talking about their mission, what they're doing as part of their platform.
Right.
And always great conversations. And there's Mr. Stephen King right there.
Hi.
The one who invited me. Welcome to the
Incredible.
Show.
Well, thank you for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Say your name.
I'm Lauren Bradford. I'm Miss Alabama 2021. So my reign ends in July. I'll crown my successor, but I'm so honored to get to serve as the 100th anniversary Miss Alabama.
Wow.
100 years of growth and a century of women empowerment. And so it's a special thing to get to partner with causes such as Children's Miracle Network hospitals, and personally have met so many miracle kids. And so I'm hoping to meet some tonight because their stories are so awe-inspiring and what they've been through, and they're still advocates for something so special and unique. So I love that we get to do this out here in Leeds, Alabama tonight.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I was a child of Children's myself.
Wow,
when I was
really?
Younger.
Okay.
And went through Children's Hospital. Great program.
Wow.
And I've gone to the hospitals before COVID and was able to visit with families and get to know the kids and the families and interviewed there at Children's. And what a great place. What a great place.
Oh,
whether you
goodness.
Have a heart condition or staph infection like I had, you know, they're there to take care of those kids.
Oh, absolutely. And just the resilience I think that they demonstrate, and the joyfulness, the joyful spirit that's such a the childlike joy even in illness, I think is so, so special. And so I love the cause of CMN. And like Chandler said, that used to be the philanthropy, the main focus of the Miss Miracle organization was to raise funds for that. So last year at Miss Alabama, I actually was awarded the Miracle Maker Award for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals for fundraising during COVID. And I feel very passionate about this cause, just knowing that what the kids have been through, and also how we as adults and people who are healthy at our current state get to have a chance to give back. And so tonight is a perfect example of that as well.
Well, and Lauren, when we think about it, it could be children in the future, obviously, that need that help.
Absolutely.
We don't know at this point who we're helping.
Absolutely.
But it could be somebody we care about a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And the fact that it's right here in Alabama, you know, proud to represent our home state of Alabama, but you know, there's so many things that we can be doing in our communities. I think that I'm very missions focused. I love being able to support people, and I'm a believer, and faith is a super huge part of my life. And I think about all the time how you don't have to go anywhere else to have a mission and philanthropic heart. You can do that right in the community in which you're placed. And that's what a lot of the Miss America title holders embody every day. People like you, I know, embody every day, and those who fundraise for CMN. So it really is an incredible platform.
What was your platform originally?
Yeah, so mine is actually called Unplug the Digital Diet Plan. It's about the overuse of technology and teaching people of all ages how to steward their technology usage in a healthy and proactive way. So it's all about balance. So that's been the message that I've loved sharing this year across the state as Miss Alabama, especially to students. I think that we can all learn how to have balance of our tech usage a little bit more. And so I've loved educating about that. But also, I think a message that is personal to my heart is about sharing the message of what it means to be countercultural. I think in today's time, a lot of times we feel a lot of pressure to look like everyone else and to do what everyone else is doing and say what everyone else is saying and try to fit into some mold. And I've loved getting to share, you know, do hard things, be ambitious, be countercultural, because that uniqueness is what's going to carry you so far in life. So I've loved sharing that as well.
Excellent. Yeah. Miss Alabama, Lauren Bradford, glad to have you here on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Nice to meet you.
And Elena Burt, she is next. She has been with Charlie's Chance. That is her platform. And of course, she's trying to help in the schools as well when it comes to epilepsy awareness. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Elena.
I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you. And of course, tomorrow I'm going to be at the Bob Sykes Barbecue and Blues Festival. And I'm surprised tonight to see all of you, but I should have known it with the connection of Barber Motorsports.
Yes.
So how are things going for you?
It's been good. I only have a couple weeks of school left, so that's exciting. I'm ready for summer, but it's been good. I'll be going into my junior year of high school, but yeah, it's been great. I'm super excited for summer.
What does it mean to you to have an opportunity to be a part of this event tonight as we talk about Racing for Children's and Children's of Alabama?
Yeah, the Children's Miracle Network is such a huge partner with the Miss Alabama organization, and it's really special to be here and see, to be a part of an event that is such a big contributor to the Miss Alabama organization.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate your work with Charlie's Chance. I've tried to continue to spread the word.
Yes,
and
thank you.
We'll have plenty of opportunities for you to continue to spread that word through the Mark White Show, as well as Emma and the other young ladies who have a platform and something that they want to share with the community to try to make a difference.
Yes, it's been really great getting to work with you on Charlie's Chance and really just getting the word out and spreading epilepsy awareness, but it's been great getting to work with you on that as well.
Great interviews, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I was able to listen as
you
were doing that for Alabama.
Yes, Miss Alabama's outstanding teen.
Well, it was the Alabama, when you were at the...
The Alacare ones. Yes, I'm actually doing that again tomorrow. I'm doing some interviews for them as well.
Great job.
So,
I'm excited.
You
may do one from a plane one day.
Who knows? Who knows?
All right, let's talk to Emma next here. Emma, remind me of your last name.
It's Emma Terry.
Terry, okay. Emma Terry, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to finally meet you.
Same here. And what area do you represent? I know we have Miss Leeds and then we have Miss Hamilton. Which area?
I am actually a former Miss Alabama's Outstanding Teen. I just gave up that title in March. So right now I'm really feeling like a has-been because everybody's in their crown and sash.
You need a sash
and
just with your name on it.
That is a great idea because I don't have one anymore. So I feel left out. And I'm just feeling very nostalgic right now, but so glad that I can be here to support such a wonderful cause, Racing for a Cure, for Children's Miracle Network, and just to be here to support the local title holders as
and
well.
And I think you being here is a good example of what we can do beyond the trophies and the awards. There's that moment in time where we're recognized and we're honored and we get these different positions, these accolades, but then what are we going to do after that? Do we still show up?
Absolutely, of course. And I think that's really important, an important part of being a former title holder and a title holder as well, continuing to represent yourself even when you aren't wearing that crown, sash, medallion, or holding that trophy. It's really important to continue to carry yourself well and represent the causes that mean so much to you.
Absolutely. And Emma, what was your platform?
Stomping out ALS one step at a time was my platform in honor of my grandfather who has amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. So I work closely with the Alabama ALS Association to increase awareness and funding for the Alabama ALS Association.
That means so much. I was just talking to Kerry Goode the other day, great Alabama football player. He's from Town Creek, Alabama, close to where I grew up. And Kerry is a warrior. And I have there's a young lady named Sarah. She's a former police officer, and she lives in Kansas City, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And I stay in contact with her and several others with ALS because I've had friends that have lost their lives to ALS,
so
and there's absolutely no cure at this point.
No, it's a completely fatal disease, and that is what is truly scary and just so debilitating about this disease is that it is 100% fatal, but patients still have hope, like my grandfather, which is so inspiring to me, that they can continue to persevere through all the hardships that this disease brings.
Absolutely. Well, you keep pushing that mission.
Thank you. You keep working hard
for that community because they need voices. As you know, those things are the things that they lose. They lose their voice, their ability.
Yes.
They'll use eye gaze equipment and be able to communicate that way, but they need us. They need us while we're healthy to be able to speak for them.
Absolutely. That is so right.
Well, thank you so much, Emma Terry, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to be here.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. We're coming to you right now from Barber Motorsports Museum here in Leeds, Alabama. I've just finished talking to several young ladies who've been on the show before. Mr. Stephen King is here with us. He invited me to come and join him tonight as we've done interviews so far to talk about this special program, Racing for Children's, to help Children's of Alabama. When we come back, we're going to have Mr. Brinley King joining us here from the Barber Motorsports Museum as we are working toward Racing for Children, supporting Children's of Alabama. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Drives into the city. Extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am at Barber Motorsports Museum right now. I have Cora beside me and my wife April, and I have Mr. Brindley King. Mr. Brindley King is with us today, and he's going to share about this special program, Racing for Children's, and the support of Children's of Alabama. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Mr. King.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be with you. Yeah, about 12 years ago, me and two of my friends with a Porsche club got the idea of using our hobby as a way to help kids, and it's turned into something really big.
Was there a child in particular that was on your heart at that time? Was there somebody that you were connected to that caused you to go in this direction?
There was no particular child, but we started inviting small groups of children from the hospital informally, and they had such a wonderful time with us at the track. The doctors saw something there, positive. And then they called and asked, would you please become a fundraising organization for the hospital? And we put our group together Wow. and started from there.
And I would venture to say that there's been a lot of money raised through the organization for Children's of Alabama.
There has, not nearly enough. We're here to raise more money tonight.
Always more.
We have cars racing this weekend. Our GT3 Porsche cars are all three out at Laguna Seca this weekend racing for us. We have an Indy team racing for us here at Barber Motorsports Park, and they will carry our livery at the Indy 500 as well. That team is Junkos Hollinger Racing, known as JHR. Great race team. We're glad to be with them.
As I think about this effort, Brindley, and I think about the families that I've had the opportunity to meet at the hospital at Children's, and these are families, working families. Their child is diagnosed with an illness. They're suddenly at Children's Hospital. They're not able to go to work. They're there with their child. There's a lot of things that they lose and sacrifice for the sake of their child. And the best that we can do is give what we can. And that means helping to supply the needs of the hospital to help take care of the child, because obviously that's the number one thing, is getting their child back on their feet and being able to live a normal life.
How true. You know, part of the experience for the children and us is, throughout the year when we're not actually racing, we bring our local race car out to the track. We get the kids in the car and take them for hot laps. They bring their siblings who are feeling left out at that time.
Yes.
And we have a fun time together. I've got so many new little grandkids now, you wouldn't believe it.
I just recognized a young man. His name is Grayson, and his sister passed away not long ago, London Perry. And Grayson turned 6 years old. And as you mentioned about the children who are the siblings of the child who's sick, they can be forgotten in some ways. And we want to make sure that we acknowledge them. And if you see a child who's sick and then you see that they have siblings, acknowledge those siblings, because they're fighting a battle themselves and they love their sibling, but sometimes that attention can go one direction and not spread out, maybe as it should be.
That's right. We enjoy helping these kids, their families, but I'll tell you what I get the most out of. These kids are inspirational to me. They are my hero. I learn so much up from them about life. They face life with a positive attitude. They are gracious in the way they treat other people. They're gung-ho. They don't complain. And it's just a thrill to be with them and be reminded of those important values.
They become very wise children.
They do.
And their parents will even say that they didn't realize what they had until they faced that battle. And then they see something coming out of their child that is 40 or 50 years ahead of their time.
That's right.
It's amazing. Well, we're here tonight, and I noticed the crowd is coming in. I'm excited about this event for Racing for Children and the support of Children's Hospital. And I appreciate your effort to bring this, to make this happen, the team of people that it took to make it happen.
A large
Porsche team. Yes.
I'm just a very small part of it. And if I may say, we have a website, which is racingforchildrens.org. People can go there and they can contribute, learn about the history of the program, see pictures of our kids who are called honorary crew chiefs.
Nice.
We'd love to have them visit.
Excellent. Brinley King, thank you for joining me here on the show today to share about this effort. And I do want people to go to Racing for Children's on Facebook. And then the website one more time?
RacingForChildrens.org.
Excellent. Folks, go to RacingForChildrens.org and support this effort. Let's help Children's of Alabama as they help our children across the state. Again, we appreciate Brinley King joining us here on the Mark White Show today. And say hello to the Porsche Club for us.
Be glad to do it. All right.
All right, folks, we're coming to you from Barber Motorsports Museum tonight as we are recognizing these young people, these children that Children's of Alabama supports, and I hope that you will choose to support this effort. And right now I have with me Mr. Doug Neal, and he is one of the founding members as we talk about Racing for Children, supporting Children's of Alabama. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Doug.
Mark, thank you for having me. I appreciate it very, very much.
Absolutely. As I told Brinley, when you think about the families that are supported by Children's of Alabama, and these are working men and women who had no expectation of having their child in that hospital, but the day comes when they get a diagnosis and they're down there and their world changes quickly, and they need our support and they need us to show that we care about their family and what they're going through, because even with COVID, locked a lot of families out from the world, and they're in a hospital room just wondering, do I matter? Does my family matter? And Children's of Alabama tells them, yes, your child matters, and we're going to help get them back on their feet.
Yeah, Children's is one of the places in this world where you never want to go there. But if you or a family member needs it, you're thankful that Children's is there. And when you go there, you see miracles worked every day.
Yes, absolutely. And was there anybody in particular that you were connected to at Children's of Alabama that you said, you know what, this effort to support this hospital is because of a child I've known or a family that has gone through this?
It actually started with a little girl named Addison Sewell, who played soccer with my daughter, who received a diagnosis of cancer and was a very, very sick little girl. Brinley and I, among a group of guys, were out here instructing when Barber Park had opened, and a young gentleman by the name of Patrick Dempsey had come in and was learning to drive, and he was just getting into racing, and he'd never been to Barber and was trying to figure out the line. And this little girl was very, very sick. When Patrick came back to race, we asked him if he would ever be able to make time to go visit this little girl. He did, and he went to visit her and said, here's my telephone number. I want you to get well, and when you're well, I want you to come see me in California and be on my show. And it's just kind of grown from there.
Wow. And we think about today, 2022, and there's a huge crowd here, people supporting this effort as we think about Racing for Children's. From the very beginning when you and Brinley started it to today and the growth that's happened over
yeah,
the
Yeah, I mean, it has truly years. Been amazing. It's a grassroots exercise, but the support of people who understand the importance of what they do. You know, only 4% of cancer research dollars goes to fund childhood cancer research. So the ability to bring in dollars through events like this is absolutely critical to the research and the care and the treatment of the kids that are going through this, battling against these, really running a race for their lives.
And one of the things we try to hit home with families that haven't been affected yet is that what we're doing today could very well help a family in the future because you don't know. And then suddenly you have a diagnosis and you say, I'm so grateful and thankful that I was able to help prior to my own child or a child that I love being part of Children's of Alabama.
It is incredibly painful to watch a child suffer. And when you have an opportunity to make a difference, I'm convinced that the work that's going on at Children's of Alabama, we will find a cure and we will be part of that solution. And one day we will solve this problem and put it to end.
Doug Neal, as we think about how people can contribute, how can they can be a part of it, the first thing, of course, they can follow through social media when they follow Racing for Children's.
Yep.
And then they can donate through a website.
Through our website, www.racingforchildrens.org.
Excellent. Doug Neal, thank you for joining me. Thank you for being a founding member, along with Brindley, to start this, to help these families. And there are families you'll never meet that have benefited and been affected by this effort.
Well, Mark, thank you for your support and your helping us to share the message.
Absolutely. Folks, Doug Neal, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by this show, that you'll share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and then go over and subscribe to the Mark White Show on podcast platforms wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another on-location edition of the Mark White Show from Leeds, Alabama, and the Barber Motorsports Museum. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.